你敢相信吗？
Can you believe it?
困扰人类百年的通古斯大爆炸谜团。
The Tunguska explosion mystery, which has troubled humanity for a century.
直到2020年才被彻底破解。
Until it was completely cracked in 2020.
看完科学家的研究结论。
After reading the scientists' research conclusion,
所有人都后背发凉。
everyone felt a chill down their spines.
冷汗直冒，100多年前。
Cold sweat.
人类其实距离全球性灭绝。
Humans are actually close to global extinction.
只差毫厘之间。
It's just a matter of time. 1 base.
08年6月30日。
June 30, 2008.
俄罗斯西伯利亚通古斯地区突然爆发。
Sudden eruption in the Siberian Tumbes region of Russia.
惊天巨响。
Earth-shattering noise.
一朵巨型蘑菇云腾空而起。
A giant mushroom cloud rose into the sky.
2000多平方公里的森林瞬间被夷为平地。
2,000 square kilometers. A forest were instantly flattened.
数千万棵树木尽数倒伏。
Millions of trees were felled.
爆炸威力相当于上千颗原子弹。
The explosion's power is equivalent to that of thousands of atomic bombs.
同时引爆震撼了整个地球。
Simultaneously shocked the entire planet.
可诡异的是
，Surprisingly,
百年来。
Over the past century,
科学家反复勘探现场。
Scientists repeatedly surveyed the scene.
始终找不到任何陨石撞击坑。
I have never found any meteoric impact craters.
也没有发现半点陨石残骸。
No meteoric fragments were found.
这场毁天灭地的爆炸。
This devastating explosion.
仿佛凭空发生。
As if it happened out of nowhere,
成为科学界无解的世纪悬案。
Become a century-long mystery that is unsolvable in the scientific community.
无数人猜测是冰陨石。
Many people speculated that it was an ice meteorite.
彗星撞击。
Comet impact.
甚至传出外星文明干预的谣言，真相始终扑朔迷离。
Rumors of extraterrestrial civilizations interfering have always been shrouded in mystery.
直到2020年
Until 2020,
俄罗斯西伯利亚联邦大学的研究团队结合实地勘探与海量计算机模拟，在皇家天文学会月刊发布重磅研究成果。
A research team from the Siberian Federal University in Russia combined field exploration with massive computer simulations and published a groundbreaking research in the Royal Astronomical Society's monthly journal.
彻底撕碎了所有猜测。
Completely shattered all speculation.
还原了这场灾难的终极真相。
Revealed the ultimate truth of the disaster.
真正引发通古斯大爆炸的根本不是脆弱的冰陨石。
The real cause of the Tunguska event was not the fragile ice meteorite,
而是一颗密度极高
but it is a very dense,
破坏力极强的铁质小行星。
Extremely powerful iron asteroids.
这也是这场爆炸最致命。
This is the most deadly explosion.
最恐怖的核心原因。
The most terrifying reason.
而之所以找不到任何撞击痕迹和残骸。
And that's why there are no traces of impact or debris.
答案颠覆所有人认知，这颗致命小行星根本没有真正撞击地球。
Answer: This deadly asteroid never actually hit Earth.
它并非意外坠落的天体。
It is not a falling object.
而是一路闯关而来。
And he came all the way through the trials.
先是挣脱了土星的强大引力束缚。
First, it broke free from the powerful gravitational grip of Saturn.
又避开了月球的引力拦截。
Avoided the gravitational pull of the moon.
穿越浩瀚太空。
Traversed the vast expanse of space.
直奔地球而来。
Straight to Earth.
眼看就要撞上地表。
The moment it's about to hit the ground.
引发足以覆灭地球生态的毁灭性撞击。
A devastating impact that could wipe out the Earth's ecosystem.
最终却因为一个致命失误。
Ultimately, due to a fatal mistake.
给人类留了一线生机。
Gave humanity a glimmer of hope.
我们都知道地球是球形地表。
We all know that the Earth is a spherical surface.
存在自然曲率。
There is natural curvature.
而这颗铁质小行星正是栽在了切入角度上。
And this iron asteroid was precisely the point of entry.
科学家通过精准模拟测算。
Scientists, through precise simulation,
发现它以11度左右的极小夹角。
Discover it at an extremely small angle of about 11 degrees.
每秒25公里的极致超高速冲向地球，角度过于平缓。
With a speed of 25 kilometers per second, the angle of approach to Earth is too shallow.
最终没有垂直撞击地面。
Finally, it did not hit the ground vertically.
反而像我们往水面扔石头一样。
Instead, they throw stones into the water.
在地球大气层完成了一场惊险的高空打水漂。
A dramatic and destructive water surge completed its journey through the Earth's atmosphere.
当时
At that time,
小行星距离地表最近仅有10公里。
The closest asteroid to Earth is only 10 kilometers away.
已经进入地球低层大气层，极限高速飞行的它剧烈压缩。
As it entered the lower atmosphere at extreme speeds, it was severely compressed.
缩前方空气瞬间产生上万度高温，星体表面与周边空气彻底等离子化。
A massive air mass instantly generates a star-like surface with thousands of degrees of temperature, completely ionizing the surrounding air.
全程拖着耀眼的火光掠过西伯利亚上空。
A streak of brilliant light swept across the sky over Siberia.
很多人以为
Many people think that
只有天体撞击地
Only celestial impact
地面才会引发爆炸
The explosion will only occur on the ground.
实则不然
Actually not.
超高速度
Ultra speed
超高温度的等离子体气团
Super high temperature plasma.
即便没有落地
Even without landing.
只要近距离掠过大气层
As long as it passes through the atmosphere.
也能对地面产生超强冲击
It can also generate a strong impact on the ground.
波与热辐射直接撕裂地表生态，摧毁整片森林
Waves and heat radiation directly tore apart.The surface ecosystem destroying an entire forest.
这也是通古斯爆炸最特殊的地方。
This is also the most special thing about the Tunguska event.
没有撞击坑。
No impact crater.
却有毁灭性爆炸痕迹。
However, there are traces of destructive explosion.
且爆炸覆盖区域呈现出独一无二的不规则。
And the area covered by the explosion had a unique irregular shape.
荷叶状，完美契合小行星低空掠飞。
The leaf-shaped design perfectly fits the low-altitude flyby of the asteroid.
大气弹跳的运行轨迹。
Trajectory of the bouncing ball.
更惊险的是
，More surprisingly,
这颗铁质小行星在完成大气层打水漂后。
After the iron asteroid completed atmospheric drag,
凭借超高速度再次挣脱地球引力。
Once again, with its incredible speed, it broke free from Earth's gravity.
最终折返冲出大气层。
Finally, it returns to the atmosphere.
重返外。
Return to the outside.
太空，消失在宇宙之中。
Space disappears into the universe.
只留给地球一片狼藉
Leaving only a wasteland on Earth
也留下了百年谜团
It also left behind a century-long mystery.
事后
Afterwards,
科学家复盘推演
Scientists review and analyze the simulation results.
全程惊险程度让人不寒而栗
The entire experience was terrifying.
只要当时这颗小行星的切入角度
As long as the angle of entry of the asteroid at that time,
再大一点点
A little bigger,
飞行轨迹再低一点点
A little lower flight path,
它就会直接砸向西伯利亚地表，致密的铁质天体撞击地面。
It will directly strike the dense iron-rich bodies on the surface of Siberia.
会引发全球性地震、超级海啸、火山集体喷发。
It can trigger a global-scale super tsunami, volcanic eruptions, and collective eruptions.
漫天烟尘会遮蔽地球大气层数年甚至数十年。
The vast amount of smoke.And dust can obscure the Earth's atmosphere for years or even decades.
阳光无法照射地表，动植物批量灭绝，生态系统彻底崩塌。
The sun cannot shine on the surface, and the plants and animals on the surface are completely extinct, and the ecosystem collapses completely.
人类文明大概率会在1908年彻底终结。
Human civilization is likely to end in 1908.
可以说
It can be said that
当年的人类完全是靠运气捡回了一条命。
In the past, humans were completely saved by luck.
一场足以毁灭文明的灾难
A disaster that could destroy civilization.
最终
Finally,
仅仅因为一个微小角度偏差
Just because of a slight angle deviation,
与地球擦肩而过
passing by the Earth,
百年谜团尘埃落定
the century-old mystery is solved.
也让我们真切感受到人类在浩瀚宇宙面前渺小又脆弱
Let us also truly feel the insignificance and vulnerability of humanity in the vast universe.
每一次平安存续都是极致的幸运。
Every moment of existence is a miracle.
你觉得这是纯粹的宇宙巧合
？Do you think this is just a pure coincidence of the universe?
还是冥冥之中的守护
？It is a guardian in the depths of my heart.
下方
Below,
聊聊你的看法。
Let's discuss your opinion.